Listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center. If I didn't turn my head.
Tony Garamon on WRCO FM 100.9. It is 43 degrees at 7 o'clock. An update this hour is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments today on Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot. The state using the 14th Amendment, barring anyone committing insurrection, as their basis to keep him off. This is former Trump administration official Sarah Isker.
What Donald Trump's team is going to argue is that it doesn't apply to the president, that he didn't engage in an insurrection that day because he hasn't been charged with incitement. Lastly, it has to be up to Congress to decide who's eligible or ineligible in the first place.
The Senate will try today to pass a funding bill for Israel and Ukraine, separate from the border bill that failed on Wednesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting Hamas's ceasefire terms and vowing to expand the offensive even further into southern Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East, his fifth trip there since the Israel-Hamas conflict broke out. The volcano in southwestern Iceland has erupted for the third time since December, sending jets of lava into the sky. This is ABC News. Today marks 6 months since the wildfires that roared across Maui, killing 100 people.
With Hawaiian culture and tradition leading the way, families are trying to recover, but the struggle has been monumental. 30% of insurance claims on Maui have not been paid, equal to about $456 million. Insurance executive Mahalani Strong begins her day at 4 a.m. working to get her clients their money, frustrated with the process.
Fighting for what I believe they should be getting.
Lahaina is still a landscape of ash. Its future remains uncertain. Alex Stone, ABC News.
For the first time ever, Uber posted a full year of profits. The company went public 5 years ago. And a guy who spent 8 years building a matchstick replica of the Eiffel Tower apparently will not get into the Guinness Book of World Records. He used 700,000 matches to make it. However, the people at Guinness say he used the wrong type of matchsticks. Doesn't qualify. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell. The NABA store in your community is your go-to destination for top-notch tools, and we're proud to be locally owned. Milwaukee Tools enthusiasts, listen up. Now is the perfect time to gear up. Buy $300 worth and get a $50 gift card. Spend $400 and get a $100 gift card. Or splurge on $500 and receive an impressive $150 gift card. NABA Auto Parts in Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
4 minutes after 7, forecast details for today. Roll up your sleeves, but maybe take an umbrella along. That basically sums it up. We'll have the forecast next.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Today, a high of 55 expected. A few scattered rain showers, especially later in the day. A possible thunderstorm possible today and early tonight. A low of 36. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. A high of 43. Saturday, 37 and partly cloudy. And Sunday, again, upper 30s. Partly cloudy and quiet conditions. Monday, partly cloudy and highs near 40. In Richland Center, northeast winds are at 3 miles per hour. After a low of 40 today, it is 43. Here's Nate Smith.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. You could have left the sound out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined everything I love, ripped my heart right out my chest. Girl, it's like there ain't nothing left. You set my world on fire. Yes, all I'm gone. I'm watching flames get higher, and I can't move. Can't even ride the ropes. Don't know my way around this place. I can't see through the smoke. Pile up every memory. Yeah, you took the good with all the bad. Why'd you have to strike that match? It set my world on fire. Yes, all I'm gone. I'm watching flames get higher. And I can't move. We'll be right back.
song that's been number one since I Had Brown Hair. No, not really, but about 7 weeks now in the country survey with Nate Smith. That's World on Fire. 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, we'll see what old Hank Bray's up to and what shenanigans he's getting into. And just a little bit here today. We're at 43, up 3 from the overnight low. And don't be shocked if you hear a little thunder later today. Although Squirt the Wonder Dog, he might be shocked. He doesn't really like thunder that well.
Beer don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of you learn the hard way, some of you read on a page, some of comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some of it. Like to laugh, tears don't last, and scared's what praying's for. If it's close, swing the bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold it close, till the brakes go for broke, be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it, you learn the hard. Slow, cause time sure won't rhythm makes you a man. It's being true to her till your glass runs out of sand. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some.
You better buckle up. I got a heart like a fast, yeah. Shine it up, rev it up, and let it run, yeah. It gets a high riding off into the sun, yeah. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams.
Laney Wilson on WRCO Radio and A Heart Like a Truck. 7:17 the time. We'll talk about a couple of things to celebrate today in a moment.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today happens to be Giving Hearts Day. It's Laugh and Get Rich. It is Boy Scouts Day, National Molasses Bar, National Kite Flying Day. Not really the season yet in Wisconsin, although, hey, we could. Going to have some winds at 12 to 22 a little bit later on today. It's Propose Day. Okay. See if Hank can get on that one. It's Potato Lovers Day, if I didn't mention that one. And it's Fat Thursday as well. So I guess you can indulge. You have an excuse today. The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. Dive into a seafood sensation at Richland Locker in Richland Center Thursday through Saturday. Experience the exquisite flavors of Norwegian salmon, Chilean salmon, and ocean perch. Join them for the first week of fresh fish exploration, featuring limited quantities from Thursday afternoon through Saturday. Perfect for Lent, the delectable offerings promise a culinary adventure you don't want to miss. Your local locker, the Richland Locker, has more.
February is here and Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so love is in the air. I, Jamie Johnson, also known as Coach Johnson, would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me, I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
It's time for the roundup.
Good morning.
There
good
he is.
Morning.
There's
there
Joanne.
She is.
There's
She's
Joanne,
up to
too.
No good again.
Hey, Joanne. How you doing?
Hey, Joanne. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Keep rubbing. Right.
Hit you.
Oh, dadgummit.
I think the phone's ringing,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Anyway.
Lots going on here this morning.
I tell you what.
Crazy stuff.
She's just not right. How was your evening, buddy?
It was good.
Did you have a honey-do list get done?
Very relaxing. No, not really. Not too much. I made popcorn for her.
So did
that's,
you?
Yeah, that's like my specialty. I don't...
You just turn the microwave on?
No.
Put it in the skillet?
I'm not a microwave popcorn guy. I'm on the stovetop.
Good for you.
The old-fashioned way. Bang the old pot.
Oh, love that. Yeah. Cast then, iron or no?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's an old-timer. And then coconut oil.
Yes.
Yeah. Is a key on that one. And a little butter.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
Oh, it was good.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. Was she happy?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Right. And we watched a little bit of a movie. And then she said, I thought you were watching this. I am.
Oh, what just happened?
Well,
nothing.
Nope.
I can't hear you because you're talking to me. Sweetie.
Right. That's what it was. Oh, something like that.
You know.
But if it's a Hallmark one, I can usually kind of, I can figure out.
You can figure out.
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly what's going on.
10,000 characters in one plot.
One plot. No, there's two or three.
Maybe.
Because there's the prince of the country you've never heard of. That one. And then. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would that be Hankaroo?
No, I don't think so. Probably not. No.
Anyway. There's a lot happening, buddy.
Yeah, a lot of sports. Getting
our
ready
newscast,
for the...
our top of the hour newscast killed her. Our matchstick one.
Yeah, that I
world
saw that.
Record day.
I was going to mention that. The poor French guy who spent 8 years building the 23.6-foot model of the Eiffel Tower from matchsticks was rejected. Disqualified because the rules state the matches used in the sculpture must be commercially available. They said initially the sculpture started with store-bought matches, but ended up striking a deal with a company to sell him 33-pound boxes of headless matches. So it wasn't legal.
You can't, that's because if they're headless, they can't be a match.
Can you imagine, you spent 8 years of your life on this and you get the call from Guinness. Nope, sorry, you're disqualified.
Well, it seems to me.
What would you do?
What would I do?
Light it on fire,
I would never even, 8 years of my life, and do a matchstick. I'd rather, do research. Did you know the name for a collective group of rhinoceros is a crash, Phil?
A crash of rhinoceroses. I did not know that.
A murder of crows and a crash of rhinoceros.
The sound they make when they're on the run.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Learn something every day from you, Hank.
An Arkansas woman said a church sermon inspired her to buy the Powerball ticket that earned her $100,000. Anthony of Harrell, Arkansas, told lottery officials she usually only plays the lottery once or twice a month, but she was inspired to make an extra purchase after listening to a church sermon about praising God for the things on the way. So
there you go.
Well,
do you know her? She's from Arkansas.
No, I don't know.
You don't know her?
Just because she's from Arkansas and our family tree is like a
I thought you knew
straight
everybody.
Twig. Just not me. I know everybody.
What town was that? Are you aware of that town?
Harrell, Arkansas. Yeah, it's in the southern part.
Southern part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, but anyway.
You're not related or anything.
I am now.
Okay.
are you my mom?
Yeah. Say, I saw this too. I thought of you when I saw this.
Well, I know what you're getting ready to read, and I thought of you.
A toilet paper company offering members of the public the chance to have old love letters from their exes turned into recycled bathroom tissue for Valentine's Day. Oh, what a deal here. Mail us leftover love letters. taking up psychic space in your sock drawer, and we'll deliver them to our out-production facilities where we magically transform your love letters into TP, because nothing says closure like knowing that someone somewhere is putting those sweet nothings exactly where they belong. There you go.
Flush your ex program. That's what it's called.
So even if you miss Valentine's Day, letters are being accepted through February 29th. Nice. Huh. Dear Hank, you complete me.
Yeah, literally.
Yes.
You've completed. Oh.
Dear Darla.
Dear Darla, yeah. Dear Debbie.
Dear Debbie.
Dear Debbie.
Yep.
Yeah. That poor Debbie. She takes a beating around
her.
Yeah,
she does. Yep. Anything else I should know?
Well, I got a couple things here, at least one. A pigeon, okay, if you think you have problems, what if you're this pigeon? A pigeon was released by police in India after being detained for 8 months under suspicion of being a Chinese spy.
What?
Yes. The pigeon was detained by the police in Mumbai after it was found in May with two rings on its legs bearing Chinese script. And one of the rings was found to contain a microchip. Detectives had the pigeon held at the pet hospital for animals on suspicion of being involved in espionage on behalf of China.
Wow.
The pigeon was turned over to the Bombay Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and set free on Tuesday. The police investigation determined it was not a Chinese spy, but instead to have been involved in a open water racing in Taiwan and wandered off its course.
Oh, okay. So they let him off.
They let him off.
Wow. How would you know, though? I mean, you know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. Well, the microchip kind of.
A pigeon.
Gave it away, maybe.
Yeah.
But
I wish I had a microchip.
Yeah, right.
So a pigeon. Hmm. So be careful what you wish for.
That'd make a nice pet for you, I think, Hank.
What?
A homing pigeon?
I'm looking for a pet monkey.
A pet monkey?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm looking for a monkey. Yeah, I am.
Huh. I've heard that's kind of a rough pet to have.
I want the little small one.
I know. I've heard that they're tough, but I don't know. That's only secondhand.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine my monkey just swinging down a horn and just slapping Clemmy right in the face? Shut up!
Slapping you in the face?
They're Clementine.
Oh, Clementine.
Yeah.
Oh, your dog.
My dog? Uh-huh. Just like, hush!
Right. Well, you could be you could go downtown in Boscobel, be an organ grinder, and you could have a monkey. And... Hank,
Hank, I don't know how to play the organ.
Well, you could fake it, you know. This day and age, you could put like some sort of you could put your phone inside the organ box and then pretend like you're playing it. Yeah, exactly.
Calm down.
No, it's not. It's not with keys. It's just a crank, isn't it?
Yeah, something.
The old organ.
Calm down.
And then the monkey holds the cup out, and you.
I love a small little monkey.
You would.
Oh my God.
Boy, I just did not know that about you. Yeah. Huh.
It's one of those wishes that probably never come true. But you think about fun around here.
Oh, boy. I don't know about that. Sometimes, you know, at work, we feel like we're the monkeys.
Well, we know Bo is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that poor guy. Big old orangutan sitting in there. Hey, leave me alone. Yeah. Hey, Henry, I need this done. I mean, sometimes I feel like a slave to him.
Do you really?
Can you talk to him about that?
Yeah, maybe. It's about time for evaluations, so.
Am I getting one, too?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Boy, you look really nice today, Phil, and your nice little...
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, your hair looks good. You just look really, really nice today.
Did you see my socks?
Oh, is that Homer Simpson socks?
Yep.
Only you, Phil.
Homer Simpson socks. I got them for Christmas.
This year?
This year.
Who got them for you?
Well, one of the family. It was like a white elephant game.
Oh, okay.
At June's family Christmas. And they're like, yeah, we're doing socks. Everybody wants socks. It's like, no, they don't. I want toys. But I had to go along with it.
You take some. I got to tell you this story. So I was doing a ball game the other day. I saw two little guys sitting on the front of the bench or sitting down there. And they had FLARP.
Really?
Yes. And I struck up a conversation with these guys. And I said, hey, I said, you know, as I run back and forth, I said, is that FLARP? They go, yeah. I said, do you have the container? I said, just put it in there and just push on it. And their mother I said, thank you very much, sir, for that.
They didn't know that? They didn't know how to use it? Oh, man.
No, they had it wrapped around their...
Oh, they pulled it out of the jar.
They had it wrapped around some dolls or their little... Wow. I don't want to say dolls, but their little men.
Action figures.
Yeah. And their mother goes, thank you very much for that.
Well, it's nice that you're contributing to today's
I'm trying to help out.
Trying to teach them how to use FLARP.
Oh, you have to to help those little guys.
I don't know if we usually have some in here.
There's some FLARP behind your computer over there, buddy.
Yeah, there is.
Remember? I got some FLARP for you I went on vacation. I got that for you.
Does it ever go bad?
I'm sure it does.
Does it? Because it's been there for a while. Oh, no. Well, it's working.
It's working. Phil and his FLARP.
Yep, absolutely.
So anyway.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Well, speaking of FLARP, I guess this is from 7:20 to 7:30 is what we are. It's nothing but FLARP.
Yeah, that could be. That could be.
Anyway, any plans for tonight, young man?
We are going to River Valley.
Okay.
Good to be there for boys basketball. Nice job. Yeah. I'm going to hide that so you get some work done today because...
I was in here at 6.
Otherwise, before, if you have FLARP... Or if you have bubble plastic, you're out there popping bubbles. And
you've noticed that, too.
You don't get any work done.
Wow. Anyway, so you're going to River Valley.
I am, yeah. Where are you headed?
I'm going to Riverdale.
Riverdale tonight.
I don't know who they play. But
yeah, Fenimore. Should be a good boys game tonight.
Yeah, it actually should be a good ball game. So.
And we'll have wrestling on Saturday.
And me and you again.
Be prepared for a long day. These super regionals. So the WIA a year ago when they set these up, they loosen it up so a wrestler could have as many as 6 matches in a day. Now, it's not likely that it happens, but it could. If you lose and you kind of win all the way back through, they take the top 4. So, could be a little bit longer day. You probably won't get your nappy this week.
I won't.
No, probably
I'll probably have to come back here and get a nappy.
Yeah, you probably will. I won't get a nappy before my show. I'll be grumpy on Saturday night, probably.
Well, what's new?
Yeah, what's new? Anyway.
Poor June. Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
You bet.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul at the Prescription Center providing an update on our move to Sextonville Road. Chris and I wish to thank all who have offered to help with the move. Vitesnics and contractors have worked many long, hard hours to turn an empty space into an exceptional location for a pharmacy within 45 days. We thank them for their effort. We will be moving Friday, February 9th through 11th. The pharmacy will be closed on Friday the 9th. Phones will be switched to the new location during the day on Friday, and messages may be lost. Please do not call on the 9th. As we move the computers, we will not have access to your records until Monday the 12th. No one may pick up prescriptions from the 9th to the 11th. We are humbled by the support and planning for minimal downtime. We will keep the same phone number, exceptional service, just a new spot.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Losing a loved one is never easy, and it never will be. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pre-planning won't take the grief away, but with a plan in place, families can spend their time and energy supporting each other and healing, instead of worrying about what to do next. We're ready to support you when you're ready to make a plan or simply ask a question at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
This day in history, 1915, the motion picture The Birth of a Nation, directed by D.W. Griffith, premiered in Los Angeles. 1973, Carly Simon received a gold record for the single You're So Vain. And in 1990, CBS suspended 60 Minutes commentator Andy Rooney for racial remarks he allegedly made to a magazine. Celebrity birthdays today include ABC News anchor Ted Koppel, who is 84, and actor Nick Nolte turns 83 today. Birthdays and anniversaries will be next. We'll check those out, courtesy of The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
You've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes today, number 7, to Brooklyn Worthington, from Mom, Dad, Morgan, and Danielle. To Brooklyn from Papa and Grammy. Richland Center Primary School salutes Brooklyn Grace Worthington this morning. And happy birthday from the Unified United Methodist Church of Richland Center to Brooklyn Worthington. Happy birthday to Coulter Broker from Terry, Tammy, Brady, and Isabel. Happy first birthday. We love you so much. Love Daddy, Big Sister Alice, Grandma Kathleen, Grandpa Brian, Aunt Desiree as well. To Coulter Broker, happy first birthday. Much love from Great Grandpa Kenny and Great Grandma Sandy. Happy second birthday to Jeffrey Anderson, Lori Starr, Moses, Forrest, Stella, and Nova send best wishes. Happy seventh to Addie Emler from Darcy, Kim, and Bailey. Also to Willow Township Patrolman Randy Moe from your favorite cousin. Happy birthday, Darla Bennett from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Jessica Hansen from your friends, the residents and staff of Schmidtwoven Hills. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Darla Bennett and to Ken Renish. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today saluting Virgil Baumkamp, to Ryan Gaudreau and Colby Hansen, Jaden Cradwell, Lyric Simons Holiday. Also today, Trevor Spears and Charlie Wirtz. Have a great day today from the RC Lions to Tanya Manning, Brooklyn Worthington, Kaylee Sauer, Chris Powell, and Mike Marshall. Happy anniversary, James and Cheryl Kinney. Have a great day today to the Kinneys, to Cheryl from Jim. Well, this isn't just any anniversary. Their 60th today. So congrats to the Kinneys, Cheryl and Jim, and best wishes. Thank you for sending those notes along to us today on the 8th of February.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Do you need a way to finish your Mardi Gras celebration? Stop in to Christie's on Fat Tuesday, February 13th. We will be serving up gumbo, muffalaya sandwiches, and king's cake till they're gone. Just stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Dive into a seafood sensation at Richland Locker in Richland Center Thursday through Saturday. Experience the exquisite flavors of Norwegian salmon, Chilean salmon, and ocean perch. Join them for the first week of fresh fish exploration, featuring limited quantities from Thursday afternoon through Saturday. Perfect for Lent, the delectable offerings promise a culinary adventure you don't want to miss. Your local locker, the Richland Locker, has more. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're at 43, up 3 from the overnight low. Headed toward possibly a record tire or breaker today, 55 later. Here's one for our special couples. Alan Jackson on WRCO.
Remember when I was young, so you, time stood still. Love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. We made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when we vowed the vows and walked the walk and gave our start, and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when old ones died and new were born. Life was changed. Disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when?
Remember when?
song from Alan Jackson. Phil and Lee, hoping you have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to us today. We'll be back with some more notes for you coming up here. Joanne has the news. I'll check sports next hour, and we'll have our trivia question of the day.
This is the last chance for the winter sales event at Corton, Maine. This great deal ends Friday, February 9th. Get some of the best prices on some beautiful furniture, including sofas, love seats, recliners, lift chairs, and more. Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Only at Corton, Maine Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Saturdays.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 43 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm today. A few scattered rain showers with a thunderstorm possible late. A high of 55. Tonight, scattered showers early, maybe a thunderstorm. Variably cloudy and breezy with a low of 36. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 40, it's up to 43 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Reedsburg man lost his life Monday afternoon in the town of Excelsior. Around 3 o'clock, the Sauk County Dispatch Center received reports of a motor vehicle crash on State Highway 23 at Shady Lane Road. It was reported that a pickup truck versus semi-tractor trailer resulted in serious injuries to the pickup truck driver. The pickup truck driver was still in the truck. Deputies responding removed the driver from the truck and began life-saving efforts with assistance from bystanders already on scene. MedFlight was requested to respond directly to the scene. The initial investigation revealed that the pickup was southbound on 23 near Shady Lane Road when it crossed the center line and struck the semi-tractor trailer. The driver of the pickup, a 63-year-old male from rural Reedsburg, died at the scene. His name is being withheld pending notification of family. The lone semi-driver was transported to the Reedsburg Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. At the Capitol on Wednesday, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines to tap the state's $3.25 billion budget surplus for a $2.1 billion Republican package of income tax reductions and expanded tax breaks. Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne.
We know that we can take these surpluses of taxpayer funds, make strong investments like we did in the last budget in a lot of their priorities, and we can return some of that money to them. Now, hopefully the governor will recognize that this is a good compromise. We've respected some of the things that he identified as priorities.
Republicans said that they tailored the tax cut to provide relief to filers making less than $150,000 after Governor Tony Evers vetoed a tax cut out of the state budget, saying it was too beneficial to the wealthy. It's unclear whether he'll sign this package. Democrats on the committee warned it will cause budget shortfalls in the future. A bill at the state capitol looks to improve safety measures around retention ponds. The measure, introduced by two Madison area state legislators in unison with a Madison alder, proposes three safety options: a shallow ledge around the pond, vegetation that's a minimum of 2 feet high between the pond and an easy point of access to the pond, or any other safety feature approved by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The legislation was prompted by the 2012 death of a 5-year-old boy who wandered from his home and drowned in a retention pond in Stoughton. A new bill in the Wisconsin legislature would require parking structures to have inspections every 5 years. The proposal, introduced by four Milwaukee area legislators, would assess a $200 fine every month to a parking garage owners for 12 months if they don't meet up with inspection standards. The measure also states that the garage could be shut down if no inspection is conducted a year later. The proposal comes nearly a year after the parking garage at Glendale's Bayshore Mall collapsed under the weight of heavy snow, and more than a decade after a panel fell from Milwaukee's O'Donnell Park parking garage, killing a teen and injuring two others on the first day of the 2010 edition of Summerfest. A new bill in the Wisconsin legislature would create a state office of equity and inclusion. Madison State Representative Sheila Stubbs introduced the measure in observance of Black History Month. Stubbs tells WKOW-TV in Madison she introduced similar legislation 5 years ago. The proposal would place an equity specialist in each state department to keep an eye on things like hiring practices. Stubbs says she expects the bill to go nowhere, considering Republican lawmakers' moves against diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Pay raises for universities of Wisconsin employees were withheld until the university system worked out a deal with GOP legislative leaders to cut diversity programs. The latest Marquette poll projects a tight race for president in Wisconsin. The Marquette University Law School poll surveyed 930 registered voters in Wisconsin between January 24th and 31st. 49% said they would vote for former President Donald Trump, and 49% said they'd vote for President Joe Biden. The poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4.2%. Poll director Charles Franklin calls that the tightest of results you could possibly get. In November, the Marquette poll found 50% of registered voters said they would vote Biden, while 48% supported Trump. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has voiced skepticism about the possibility of the Republican-controlled legislature passing new legislative maps that the Democrats proposed. Evers was asked about Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux floating the possibility earlier Wednesday of the Senate voting on the Evers maps. Evers says, "I'll believe it when I see it." The Wisconsin Supreme Court is weighing maps submitted by Evers and others after it ruled in December that the current Republican-drawn maps were unconstitutional. The political stakes are huge for both sides in the presidential battleground state. Republicans have had a firm grip on the legislature since 2011. Internet subsidies in Wisconsin are about to expire. This will affect more than 400,000 low-income households in the state who receive help with their internet bills each month. According to a release from the Federal Communications Commission, the Affordable Connectivity Program will stop accepting new enrollments today. The funding is expected to last through April of 2024 and will run out completely in May if no other federal funding is allocated. The Wisconsin Hospital Association Foundation is unveiling a new workforce campaign entitled "So Many Options to Attract New Workers to Wisconsin's Healthcare Workforce and Foster a Thriving and Sustainable Workforce." The statewide campaign features targeted digital advertising and the launch of a dedicated website to showcase the abundant healthcare career options, both clinical and non-clinical, available to current and prospective employees throughout Wisconsin. With a particular focus on middle and high school students, the campaign aims to inspire younger generations to pursue these career opportunities by highlighting appealing aspects such as competitive compensation, flexible schedules, and wide-ranging educational requirements. The Universities of Wisconsin has unveiled a new one-stop, easily searchable website that provides access to and information about every fully online degree program being offered at the constellation of 13 public universities. Dozens of academic program degrees are showcased through Wisconsin Online, from applied biotechnology to business administration to transportation and logistics management to writing and applied arts. Wisconsin Online, with the URL online.wisconsin.edu, will list the more than 200 fully online programs offered by the 13 universities, including 10 associate, 99 bachelor's, and 95 master's degree programs. The online programs featured on the website include those that are semester-based, accelerated semester-based, collaborative multi-campus semester-based, and competency-based. Semester-based online programs are similar to traditionally delivered in-person programs, with courses delivered over a 15-week semester. The competency-based programs, called the UW Flexible Option, or FLEX, is an approach to teaching and learning that focuses exclusively and explicitly on the learner's ability to demonstrate mastery over defined competencies. The FLEX competency-based programs are self-paced. Students can search for programs by program level, area of interest, or campus. There's also information about what it means to be an online student, as well as specific information for international students, military members, transfer students, and prospective graduate and undergraduate students. An Impact Life Madison Blood Drive will be held at the Richland Hospital today from 10 to 3 in Pippin Hall of the lower level of the hospital. Appointments can be made through Impact Life Madison at 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Impact Life Madison is a supplier to the Richland Hospital.
Town and Country Television, Ann Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance, next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Thursday, February 8th. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Sunday at home after a cancer adventure. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Geraldine Ann, Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Avoca, of Viroqua. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson, died Saturday at Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 11 to 1. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Monday from 4 to 6. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Sierra Razek and Riley Williams had a daughter, Adeline May.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm today. A few scattered rain showers with a thunderstorm possible late and a high of 55. Tonight, scattered showers early, maybe a thunderstorm, variably cloudy and breezy with a low of 36. The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 and FM and AM 1450 is sponsored by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside.
You
Bakery
are
Cafe,
listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
It's 43.
Now confirming.